Blog Talk Radio.
Comes in the morning. Good evening. This is your host, Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight's topic is from bondage to joy. The scripture that we will also talk about is those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying seeds with them. The Good News Translation says, those who weep as they went out carrying the seed will come back singing for joy as they bring in the harvest. I would like to tell a story tonight about a young man named Michael. Michael grew up in a close, loving family, yet in high school, he began using drugs. After struggling for some time with addiction, he had recently completed rehab and seemed to be on the right track. Then Michael showed sign of relapse. Michael later, one afternoon, he went downstairs and turned on his music. Michael was later found dead. He was only 23 years old. The service celebrating Michael's life was packed. Many of the attending were youth from the rehab center. They had believed that Michael was going to be a success story. At the grave site, there was a woman who was talking about her son that was struggling with addiction. Her son was devastated by Michael's death because, yes, he thought that Michael was going to be a success story. He expressed it this way: only with God's help can I ever be free from this. It just doesn't have to be addiction. It can be a loss, eating disorder, or anything. But just know, just like it says in the scripture, joy will come in the morning. Psalms 30 chapters, the fifth verse says, his anger lasts only a moment, his goodness for a lifetime. Tears may flow in the night, but joy comes in the morning. It will come in the morning. I can tell you many stories and let you know that it does come in the morning. Talking about my joy, my purpose to encourage widows. That's when I received my joy. As Dr. Martin Luther King said, if you can help somebody, my living is not in vain. So encouraging widows, I found my joy. Just know that one day you can find your joy. Just think about all the ministers out there. What kind of stories that you can hear from them, what they had to go through, and they accepted their purpose in life, and now they have joy. It wasn't easy for any of us. But we will find our joy. We can all be survivors of all circumstances. Doesn't matter what kind it is. God can get us through these circumstances. Mary Hollis, the next chapter, can help you. But only God can set you free and help you to find that joy again. If joy will come in the morning, you must believe that it will. And King James Version, it also reads in Psalms 30, or 30th chapter, the 5th verse, "For his anger endures for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." I know many of you might say, how can joy come in the morning? Just be strong in the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord, and you will see joy in the morning. Just like the story about Michael, I'm sure his mother thought that he was going to be a successful story, just like all the other young men in his rehab center. But some of us don't see that joy at the end. Michael didn't, but one of his friends, as he said, "Only with God's help can I ever be free from this." He knew that he can only depend on God to get through that addiction. And his joy will come in the morning. It doesn't have to be just death. It can be addiction. It can be anything that you're dealing with. Joy can come in the morning. Let me tell you about some of my joy. When Sheila and I birthed this widow's ministry, this ministry, yes, has helped many. That's when my joy, when I received my joy in the morning. When another widow told their stories and I told my testimony, and I hope that it did help, my joy came in the morning. When God allowed my children to graduate from high school, and I had to do this all by myself, and you are doing something all by yourself also. But each step of the way, he brought that joy back. Joy did come in the morning. When they finished college, my joy came in the morning. When my daughter got married and had my first grandson, yes, my joy came in the morning. When he healed me from some type of medical problems, yes, my joy came in the morning. Because he promised me that he will never leave me or forsake me. Each time, that joy came. When this ministry, the next chapter, Widow Ministry, when we celebrated our 11th anniversary last year, I'm sure Sheila, as well as me, our joy came in the morning. I counted a list of all the widows that I have spoken to throughout the years, throughout the 11 years. And it's been more than 70-something women that I've spoken to. There are others that didn't make this list because I could not get in touch with them. And they wanted to deal with their situation in their own way. When God showed me my purpose, my joy came in the morning. Just know that your joy can come in the morning also. You may have already received your joy, and you know what your joy is, your purpose is. When you can get, when God gives you your purpose and you're knowing that you're doing God's will, and you know that your life is not in vain, that's when your joy can come in the morning. He will give you that joy that you need in life. And you can receive it. Just knowing that God will give you that joy in the morning. So, just know that in time, in different ways, he will give it to you. It might be just for a moment, you feel it, but he will bring that joy again. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh, and even those tears will go away. I'm sure many of you in the air that have gone through a period of time that you can look back and see how long that you grieved, how long those tears flowed, and now you can really see that that joy is here. And those tears and those sadness are behind you. But while we're walking in it, we can't see that joy. We can't see God. We can't see the things that we need to see. But just know, as the scripture says, the tears may flow in the night, but joy does come in the morning. So I don't want you to chew on that this week. And just know, and keep looking for that joy, because you're going to find it soon. Just keep looking for it. And all of these different, these scriptures, pick up the book of Psalms. That is such a encouraging and comforting. There's so many chapters in there. I keep reading each day. When I read, I know, like, for instance, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. I never took the time to read the whole chapter of Psalms 34. And it's so amazing the things that God says to us. Let me pull my Bible real quick and share some of it with you. Because it's just, if we take time to do a little bit more reading than we normally do, we can find comfort in the Word. And just like we are praising God in Psalms 34, it tells you a little bit more. Give me a second here. Just chew on that. Joy will come in the morning as I continue to flip to chapter to Psalms 34. Be there in just a second. As it say, the first number, scripture 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuous in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my tears. Right there, he's telling you that he will deliver you from your tears. They look up, they look upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard them and saved them out of all of their troubles. That's us. That's us he's talking about. We cry out to him. The angel of the Lord encamp around them and fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that the Lord, blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fears him. And it goes on, but we can find a scripture that we have heard or we know by memory, but try reading the whole chapter of that scripture. You'll find more comforting words in those scriptures as you go along. And I've been doing that, and I'm amazed by some of the things that were said in that chapter about how what God does for you. He's there for us. And these words of the book of Psalms is amazing comfort in any type of situation, financial situation, job situation, children's situation, health, whatever. It doesn't have to always be grief. These words in Psalms are very comforting, and it's important that we speak a little bit more what the Bible says, and we'll see that we can get through these things. We will have that joy. We will get that feeling of joy as we read his word. There is some other scriptures as well. Psalms 119. There's so many of Psalms that I love. Even Psalms 40. I've waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined and heard my cry. He brought me also out of a horrible pit, out of a misery clay, but set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Going back what it says, he brought me out of a horrible pit. When we feel that we cannot see that joy, of course we feel like we're in a pit because we can't seem to get out of it. But we must read and know that God is there. And it goes on, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in him. Yes, he will put a praise in our spirit to get us out of that pit that we are in that particular time. We have to be patient, but we must ask and pray and ask God to get us out of that situation, to get us back where we need to be and see that joy that he wants to bring in our lives. So reading chapter 40, it's pretty long, but it says everything that you need to hear when you're going through, when you're in that pit, when you're feeling that you can't find that joy that you need to feel. So many meaningful blessings out of the book of Psalms. Try taking time to read some more each and every day. We know about some. We know we can quote them probably. Scripture, line after line. But try finding some more in there because there's so many comforting words in the book of Psalms. And that's all I have for tonight. Just wanted to share that joy, the tears may flow in the night, but joy does come in the morning. I have a few announcements. Next week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to go down memory lane. And what I mean by memory lane is we're going to talk about, there's more new people on the line calling from different areas, in different states. I want them to know what the next chapter is all about. I want them to hear some of our testimony, not just mine, but I would like to have you to call me this week. Some of the widows that have gone on trips, have participated in our Valentine get-together. We went bowling at times. We went to plays, movies. And what else did we do? Many other things that we did. And also, I'm going to also talk about our calendar for the year of 2015. there are so many things that we'll be doing. We're going to be doing something different every month. And I'm excited about February 7th. But we're going to talk about all of that next week. And we have, next chapter, have a Facebook page. And a lot of our pictures from our trips and so forth is on that page. So I would like for you to also visit. So I'll give you that more information, how to actually, you know, give you the exact name of our Facebook page and different things. So we're going to talk about everything, a lot of things that we have done in the ministry and the things that we're going to be doing in the ministry. And we are planning a trip for June 12th through the 14th. And so many people are getting on board and excited about the trip. So I want anyone that's on the air that have not, I'm going to have that information for you. It's not too late to make your first deposit on that trip. So there's many things, and I want to get a few of you to call in next week who has been on some of those trips to share with others fun things that you enjoyed most on what trip that we went on. Because we went on a trip just about every year, not a total of 11 years of trips. But we started, I forgot what year did we start, but we have gone to Orlando, the Holy Land Experience. We've gone to Panama City. We've gone to Savannah. We've gone to we've gone to a few other places, but I can't think off right now. And Myrtle Beach, we had a great time. Everywhere, but I just love Myrtle Beach. We're going to go back there soon. But anyway, just be tuned in next week, because we want to go let you know that this ministry is a lot of fun. Widows can have fun. We can smile again. We can have fun. It is okay. That's what God wants us to do. God doesn't want us to stay in that horrible pit. He wants us to have that joy again. So, and we want you, the new widows out there, we want you to see what we do, and you can have fun and joy with us. And anyone else that you know, bring them on to the ministry so we can encourage each other, because that's what God has us here, for purpose. There's purpose in all of our lives. It might not be to encourage widows. It might be something else. But your testimony can also encourage someone else. And we are writing a book also. So I'm going to talk about all of that next week in that 30 minutes. So you'll have a whole picture of what we have done and what we will be doing with the next chapter of Widow Ministry. And I need a few of you to be tuned into the air and to help us to tell those stories to others. So have everybody to call in that you know across the country. They can dial that number in and hear how much fun that this group is having, the next chapter of Widow Ministry. We went to Callaway Garden. I think Callaway Garden was one of our first trips. And we went to dinner one night, and we were just laughing and having a great time. And there were a group of people sitting not too far from us. And they just was wondering, you know, we were celebrating some sort of birthday, anniversary or something like that. So a couple came over and wanted to know what we were celebrating. They wanted to know what organization, a ministry that we were. We said we were widows, and we just started laughing, continue to laugh and have fun. And I think the man, the husband from the other lady said, "I don't know if I care. I'm crazy about this a ministry," because he didn't want to hear about it, because that meant he would have to be a deceased to be for his wife to be a widow and be a part of our group. But we were able to show that, well, we didn't wasn't trying to prove a point, but we were having so much fun. They couldn't understand why all these widows here having fun and can laugh. So just knowing that, you can get there. So, and that was our first trip at the Callaway Garden. So, and we went on many others. But we'll discuss all of that next week about all of our events and so tell you where to go to look at some of the pictures. And also, when you come to our meeting, I have pictures here that I can show you. So just know that this ministry is a fun ministry, and we have a lot of great people involved in it, and there's a lot of them who are volunteer for different things, and everybody's just a friendly group, loving group, and wanting to serve God in any way that they possibly can to help others, because they know what they, the walk that they walk, they needed to hold someone to hold their hand, and we want to do the same thing for you. So that is it for tonight. Just know that joy will come in the morning, and tune in again next week, same time. And I have our ending prayer for us. Dear God, I just ask you, dear God, I just ask you to please be with us and help us to continue to believe in you, and knowing that these tears and our broken hearts and anything that we may be going through, that all things work together for good for those who love God, that you will show them the good in it. Right now they might not be able to see it, but you will show us the joy and the good in our walk. And we just ask you to give us the strength to continue on and come together as one and keep blessing others who are going through those moments now. We just thank you and we praise you and ask you to continue to be with this ministry in any way that you possibly, that you think that we need to be supported, and help us to do your will, because we know that joy will come in the morning. We're going to listen to It's Working by William Murphy. And I hope that this song will encourage you even more. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week.
This is my season to reward. season. For grace. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.